dear me.
That was fucking
even,
ugly.
Even though that was a close game, I do not feel like that was a close game.
In Seattle's favor?
No, I just... at no point was I worried we were going to lose that game.
I was.
No, so at was no I. point. At no point. Well, that's because you're both fucking negative. At no point did I think we were going to lose that game.
Good morning, Who Dat Nation. Good evening, whenever you're listening to this. Welcome to the 2-point conversion, the instant reaction show. What a game. The Pelicans get their first win of the season. No, sorry, wrong podcast. Show. Wrong show. We'll get into that later. The Saints win ugly in Seattle, but a win's a win. And joining me on the early hours this morning, currently 4:30 over here in the UK, is James. James, how you doing? You've got a number or you just try
no number, sober October, well, sober till Friday, I've got no work tomorrow, so it doesn't matter that it's 4:30 in the morning. Oh, sorry, no work today.
No work today. Very nice.
This whole time paradox thing.
Honestly, Tuesday morning football, I don't like it. I don't like it, I'm not going to lie, but that's just me being selfish. Scott, welcome to the show. Scott, have you got a number, considering it's evening?
Yeah, I'd say about two.
Two?
Oh.
Two.
Is it amateur hour? It's amateur two-ish. Hour?
At some point he's got to start prepping for Nashville.
Well, no. See,
you got to get that tolerance up, Scott.
It ain't about the tolerance. I have plenty of that. My daughter informed me that she had an essay due tomorrow, so I've been helping her write that.
Wes, welcome to the show. What's your number?
5 3/4.
Oh, look at you.
Creeping up on a 6. We've been drinking bourbon all night. It's been a fun evening.
And Jason, I'm expecting a number from you.
Oh, I'm going to go with a 5.5. I thought I was going to have the highest number of the night. And the West comes in and is like, no, fuck you. I'm good.
It's a little bit.
The show's not over, Jason. Let's talk again at the end.
Okay.
And,
well, the good thing is I ran out of liquor. I'm only drinking beer at this point.
Oh, so. No. I'm...
Yeah, and, You will have the highest number at the end of the night.
Finally, Gunn, have you got a decimal point?
6.25.
Nice.
As so is ordained by DeMario Davis.
Oof. What a beast. So, chaps, it's... a gritty win. I think we all just said that we would like to come up here and just win. Obviously, we know we were going against Geno Smith, but what ugly, horrible win. But the Saints just got the job done. That's all they need to do, and we just about did it.
Yeah, it's been the way they've won this year. I mean, look, there were so many things that we threw away. I mean, they should have won the game by double digits, and they didn't, which, hey, at the end of the day, they still won. We still have no receiving core, but... all the national people are going to be like, oh yeah, you barely beat a bad Seattle team. Like, good for you. Like, they're still going to disrespect the Saints going forward for the next... until we beat Tampa next week.
Yeah, I mean, we go to Seattle, to the West Coast, which is a very tough place to play still, as I look at Billy Gunn's asshole.
Oh my
and,
God.
He's
cheese. You ready to cheese?
Still a very tough place to play. It's fucking raining. You know, it's nasty. It's a game that we just had to have. We, you know, gritted it out. And this is the kind of game that you build on and you look back on later on, you know, and say, we're a team that we can still play these kind of games and win.
This is as bad a game as I think that we can have offensively, whether it's because of the weather, because of their defensive line played great tonight against the run, completely shut down the run. You get 7 penalties for 90 yards. We had 4 or 5 15-yard penalties tonight, some of which were just insanely ridiculous by the referees. And then I don't know if like you could have put more against the Saints in this game. And I come away with it, like, I get what you're saying, Jason, about being an ugly win, but the defense was beautiful tonight. You take away one play, the 84-yard play where, I mean, Lattimore fell down, gets pushed down. You take that away, they had 135 yards of total offense. I don't care what the weather is, 135 yards of total offense is inept.
Good defenses can win you games when you need them to.
It was a beautiful game by the defense. And there's a couple of defensive players that really stick out. It just had enormous games.
Mario is definitely
one. DeMario.
DeMario, CJ, GJ has played great all year, but today he was, I mean, just a man possessed. And again, Lattimore has the one play where he falls down, and he has the one stupid penalty where he probably should have been ejected from the game. But beyond that, like, he played really well. DK Metcalf is a freaking beast, and it doesn't matter what the weather is. Geno Smith should have been able to just toss the ball to him all night and give him 50-50 balls. So I'll be happy with Lattimore too. But
Lattimore has some of those stupid penalties, but man, like, so many times, like, Metcalf did something and then he retaliated.
Yeah.
And it's like, and in this day and age, like, the refs, you can go look at the film and see what happened. You don't have to just call it just because you happen to see the defensive guy retaliate.
For sure.
It's like to start the game, like, Metcalf was on one intensity level and Lattimore wasn't there. And so it's like, it's a running play. I can just bust off the line and knock you on your ass. Oh, I'm going to do that. And like, he did that a few times.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, you would think Lattimore would be smarter than that and kind of used to that, seeing what CJ GJ does.
Wait, hold on, Scott. He almost shot his dick off. He's not going to be, you know,
yeah, he's not that smart.
He's not the smartest guy in the room. He almost shot his dick off.
I know, but he still should, you know, see what happens with CJ GJ and how players get kicked out of games. I'm very shocked he did not get kicked out because he basically shoved the ref.
The ref initiated contact.
It doesn't matter, though, but he still pushed the ref.
The ref walked right up and put his hand. Like, that's the thing. When that happened, I was like, no. The ref started that by putting his hands on him.
Yeah, but you can't.
You still can't.
Players can't hit refs. That's a one big no-no.
But he's like saying to the ref who'd already put his hands on him, take your hands off.
Yeah. Get your damn hands off.
I thought Passanion played really well.
Passanion played great. Yeah, like leaping over the entire line where he honestly went too far to block the field goal. If he'd have gone straight up field, he blocks the field goal. Couple of huge pressures, and that guy's 6'7". He puts his arms in the air and they're 9.5 feet up, and it makes the quarterback like pump fake the ball or bring it back down, just how imposing he is.
So five
on the defensive line. I mean, Davenport had a bunch of disruptive plays. Jordan gets his first sack and
Jordan plays his best game of the year during the first game. Davenport's back.
Five sacks today when we'd had eight all season up to this point. That's the impact. That's the impact that Davenport can have. And next week we get on your matter back as well.
I know we kind of roughly talked about DeMario Davis, but this dude, the 10 tackles and 2 sacks, 4 tackles for a loss, like, it's a college game. I mean, in the NFL, you don't get 2 sacks and 4 tackles for a loss in the same, you know, football game. It just doesn't happen. And he should have had another one because he hit a guy, or two more, where he hit the guy 2 or 3 yards behind the line and he hit him so hard they kind of bounced off and somebody else cleaned up the tackle. But could have had an interception for a touchdown on the last play.
It's crazy. The Jets just let him go.
He's only going to be talked about by Saints fans, but that's like one of the greatest free agent signings and values ever that I've seen in the last 15 or 20 years since Breeze in his first contract.
I mean, Vilma.
Like when we signed him that extension, I'm like, dude, we got a break on that extension because he's a top 3 middle linebacker.
He's that guy in the locker room too that leads and like, you know, and I just. That guy does not get older. It's crazy. He should be 100% this year falling off and just like getting that contract to be a mental leader that can't play that way. And
he's on that Brady juice. The defensive line.
I'm here for it.
The defensive line was legit today. You know, you saw the difference it made with Davenport. Like, Davenport made all the difference.
And I want to 100% give Dennis Allen some credit, too, because beyond just that, like, he did schemes a few things. There was a play there at the end where it 100%, like, I even told everybody we were watching the game with him, like, Quan's blitzing here, watching. And at the last second, Alexander backpedals, and Malcolm Jenkins comes over from the nickel and gets the sack. It was just super confusing play. Geno Smith had no idea what to do. Like, he had no idea why that guy was coming at him.
Yep. Defense played great. Offensively,
yeah. Let's just fix the offense quickly.
There's some things to talk about.
Kamara, I mean, that's the whole offense.
30 touches in the game, which, I mean, this is early in the season, man. Like,
it's guys, too many.
I'll put it like this. You know, I looked at the Vegas props prior to this game, a couple hours before kickoff. Kamara's over-under on rushing yards was like 96 or 97. I was very uncomfortable with that. That didn't seem appropriate. Kamara's receiving yards were over-under 35 or 36.
Oh, that was 45, yeah.
35, 36. Yeah. And it's like, oh, here's another opportunity. And when you look at his yards, he had well over 100 receiving, and I think something like
51 rushing, 128 receiving. Yeah.
We had 210 passing yards and 128 where it's Kamara.
You knew he was going to carry us as much as he could on offense tonight, and running it it's going to be tough, but that's what we did. I mean, like Wes said, the defense gave up that one touchdown. But other than that, one field goal.
One play.
The entirety of a whole game.
It was really one play. Yeah, it was on play.
One play, and the entire rest of the game they held into a field goal. That's outstanding. And then we got a touchdown drive, and then, you know, a couple field goal drives, and sustained offense. And, man, it's just...
It's crazy. So, we had those sustained drives. Like, I knew we could move the ball, but they have, other than Kamara, we have no playmakers. Nothing.
It's tough. We got nobody. I mean,
it's hard, man.
Oh, Callaway, and then Juwan Johnson,
Jameis threw some good passes that were dropped. You know, Kevin White got called up. He dropped a pass.
What did y'all think about
Kenny Still should have caught a 45-yard pass?
Yeah, I mean, there are no playmakers on. That's why, look, it's hard to watch this offense. We have no skill players on Kamara. We don't.
You'd say that about Sean Payton offense. That it's hard to watch.
Did you see some disharmony between Traquan and Jameis?
Oh, obviously, yeah.
Very, yeah, but they made up.
But he did go right back to
him. Yeah, they made
on another play.
Yeah, Russ.
And they made up on the sideline. After.
I think we should talk about...
Is this a good thing? Is this a good thing? I really liked the way Jameis went after him. One, during the play, hey, what are you doing? That's not where you line up. But then on the sideline, going up and being a leader and calling him out and saying, that's not okay. And I mean, it was respectful enough that Traquan came back to him 30 seconds later. And, you know, I mean, you could tell he was apologizing on the sideline. And like Jameis leading the team that way. But Traquan clearly, I mean, like, he hasn't played all year. It looks like he hasn't played or practiced all year. Like, he was in weird positions all over. I mean, early in the game, just stopped running in the middle of the field. And then, I mean, Jameis threw a perfect pass that if Traquan just runs the normal route,
it's a normal.
Hits him in stride
that
for a
pass
touchdown.
Happens. That pass in West, you know, that pass happens with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
That
yep.
pass happens with the Los Angeles Rams. That all pass time. Happens with every progressive offense where they go, oh, safety on that side of the field is down.
Yep.
We're gonna just throw you open. This is so easy. This is like backyard pit. If you got a 60-yard backyard, you grew up catching this pass. This is so easy.
And then they had that other play where he was blocking basically on a pass that was to him that he called called offensive pass interference.
It should have been interference. That was a bad penalty. I
mean, yeah, it was a bad penalty, but Traquan still should have been looking back for the ball. Like, both things are independently wrong. One, yet the penalty was stupid because he didn't push the guy down. The guy just hurt his knee. But Traquan should have been turning back to the quarterback and catching the ball.
It was weird, too, because, like, in the first quarter, I felt like, man, Jameis was inaccurate. He missed a few passes. Like, the guys were there, he missed them. And then and later in the game, the passes were there, the receivers couldn't catch them.
He had about three short passes that he for sure could have hit Kamara or Traquan.
Yeah.
Like, there was a couple of those. But then on the long pass, he looked good. And, I mean, again, I think that the TV still doesn't relay how bad it was raining tonight. When we got some of those weird angles, you could see the rain. It was terrible. I mean, I can't imagine trying to throw a, 40-yard pass.
So look, we don't know what's going on with Michael Thomas. We'd like to think we know. We'd like to think he's going to come back soon. Guns seems to think he's never going to play for the Saints again. I don't think he'll be back this week. But then the question comes: do the Saints make a move and get a receiver? Go for Brandon Cooks? Like, I'd be all right with Brandon Cooks. Fuck it.
Last thing about Jameis. Stat line: no interceptions. Another week, no interceptions.
Yeah. I think before we move on to the receivers, speaking about Jameis, I think we need to talk about the way he ran the 2-minute drill at the end of the first half.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Of course, switched James gears. Is trying he to slow us down mid-drive. Talking about receivers.
No. But everybody said, would he be able to run the 2-minute drill? You know,
he looked great.
Would Peyton give him what the kind of rope that he used to give to Breeze?
It was our only touchdown of the night, and it was smooth, and we just went right down the field.
That was
and
a great
touchdown
play.
Pass where he fumbled it, picked it up with his left hand,
totally froze the linebacker. Totally froze the linebacker right there too.
And then
that's a play like a young Saints fan watching this game will remember. That's like a Hall of Fame play. Like, that's a remember it in your mind, Saints fan. Play.
Remember me shot.
Dropped it, picked it up, left hand to right hand, Alvin, touchdown, go Saints.
Okay, so let's go on to the wide receivers. James's favorite topic.
What wide receivers?
Well, I don't think we need to cover it in the depth that we normally do, but yes, we need to go out and get a wide receiver before the trade deadline, and if Michael Thomas is going to be out for any longer.
I mean, if he's not, we still need it. Like, because you don't know.
It depends what you're giving up, though, doesn't it? Because we don't have a lot to give up, really.
We still have some.
No. We are going to have to. If we get a receiver, it's going to be the exact same trade that we made for Roby, which is we need to trade somebody, probably too high of a draft pick, probably a third, maybe a fourth, for them to restructure somebody's deal, because we can only take on about $1.2 million in salary.
Yeah.
We're screwed on salary.
The players returning from IR makes that slightly better. I think we're up to about $1 million now.
It does. Being activated.
I don't like Kevin White at all.
I'm interested in. Really? I'm more interested in what Kevin White can do than what Kenny Stills can do.
He had a fun drop. They both had fun drops.
I would place a bet right now. Kenny Stills over on Kevin White.
Yeah. Oh no, I think he gets way more plays than Kevin White.
He's also a better player than Kevin White.
Well, that's not really saying anything because they both suck.
Okay, but Kenny Stills is better than
Kenny Stills had a career. Kevin White never got the one.
Kevin White is a
perfect.
This must be one of your irrational crushes, Kevin White. It has to be.
No, I just hate Kenny Stills. Callaway was rough tonight. 3 catches on 7 targets. I was decently excited at the start of this year about what Troutman can do. And like, again, I tried to calm everybody down when people were like, oh, guess what Jimmy Graham did in his first year? I'm like, time out. This guy's not him. Let's hope we can get 450 yards receiving. He's dropped. I think he's leading the league in drop passes.
It's crazy because he had a couple of good plays early on. Yeah, you're like, oh, shit, maybe it's a fish game.
He had 3 catches on 3 targets tonight.
And in general,
he has a fumble in one of them.
Yeah,
Troutman still looks like a kid, like who has the body, to do it. And like his parents signed him up for Little League. Like, you're going to go be a pro tight end and you're going to like it.
In general,
every time he catches the ball, he's worried he's going to drop it or fumble it or get a concussion. He just looks apprehensive every single moment that he's on the field.
I would go and try and trade for Gesicki from the Dolphins.
We're not throwing to the tight ends though right now. And
if we had a good tight end, we would because we have nobody else.
Juwan Johnson, I think, is open or can get open. I'm sorry.
Would y'all trade Troutman?
I think they're underusing him.
Well, Juwan Johnson had one target tonight.
The whole thing is the fact that we gave up. We basically used 4 draft picks on Troutman. That's the shitty part. If we just wasted a 5th round pick on Troutman or 4th round pick, fine. You basically used 4 picks to get Troutman. That's the awful part.
On that 3rd down play, when we were by the goal at the end of the game, where we ended up kicking a field goal, and they showed it on the Peyton Manning Eli thing.
It's called the Manning Cast.
That was supposed to be a wide receiver screen, and Johnson was open, and he had blockers in front of him. He would have been a touchdown. Jameis messed. That's one thing that Jameis messed up. And
well,
he
there was also
the
pressure
on
his face.
Said,
there's a lot of pressure.
No, but he wasn't even looking that way. He wasn't even looking that way. Like on the replay.
Okay, he wasn't
on the sideline. He said, "I fucked up." Like he knew he missed it.
Okay.
What was Drew like on the Manning Cast?
Yeah, we didn't get to see it. I mean,
so it was fascinating. It seemed like Peyton and Eli have settled into a groove where they're broadcasters and they're fucking around. Doesn't matter what portion of the play that they're in. Drew, you could tell like by the time the snap came, he was doing a fantastic Drew Brees job of broadcasting. It'd get down to the snap and like Drew was like staring straight ahead at his monitor.
He was definitely leaned into it.
Oh yeah, he was just like and focused in on what was happening. It was fantastic. You have to watch 3 Hall of Famers, one of whom and Drew made no, and I wrote this down earlier in my notes. Drew made like no bones about his Saints fandom. Like he was talking about us a lot of that. I mean, he was not vague at all. Like he is a guy that's in the establishment media and he loves the fucking Saints.
So they did.
He did do the thing that either me and Jason or me and Gunn or all 3 of us talked about this year, is that Breeze would struggle in this type of scenario because he won't be mean. And like Peyton will be like, yeah, that was stupid. Like, I'm going to, you know, he can't believe he did it. They asked Drew, they're like, is this the same offense? He's like,
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, yeah, and then it was like the end of the quarter. And it's like, oh, yeah, we'll go to commercial, we'll come back. And then they totally switched. So Drew, how do you think the Saints defense is doing this year? They
completely switched. You can tell during the timeout that Drew's like, please don't do that to me. Like, dude, I'm not going to say anything bad about
it. Well, and, I mean, look, it's a weird question because, I mean, look, it's clearly the offense is going to be different.
He's like, hey, I'm going to run for mayor of this city one day. You can't make me say anything bad about the team.
He will never run for mayor of this city. That would You can never be a fucking
maybe school superintendent or something.
He is going to live in San Diego and enjoy his life in San Diego. Oh, no, good for you, Drew Brees.
He has been very clear about that. He's going to keep owning that house in New Orleans, but he's right. He's a San Diego.
Yeah,
what are we doing there? Like he was kind of like I don't know what they're doing on that play. Like it was kind of weird.
Every single one of us who's sitting here as a podcaster and a parent can appreciate the move that he pulled at the beginning. Yeah. I was dealing with there like saying goodnight to the kids. Like, all right, yeah, take them away. All right. Sorry, Mannings. I had 2 or 3 monkeys running around in the background, you know.
Love the oldest kid wearing an LSU hat.
Getting this win, I think I talked about this before, but getting this win coming off the bye was huge. I don't know.
Yeah, we're 4-2.
Yeah,
definitely does separate him in the win and loss column, and it's crazy. Like, because we shouldn't have lost to the fucking Giants. Like, the Saints should be sitting here right now at 5-1, because everybody's talking about those 4 or 5 teams in the NFC, and then the drop off. Whereas if we don't lose to the Giants, we're 5-1. Even though, you know, we've had our ups and downs, but they'd have to consider us with the rest of those teams.
We're going to get our shot at Tampa, though.
Exactly. This puts us in position with Tampa. Is whoever wins the game next week, like Tampa would, if we win next week, we're essentially in first place. They'd be 6-2, and we'd be 5-2. They'd technically be in first place, but we'd have the tiebreaker with them whenever their bye comes up. So we put ourselves in a position where we need to be, to where technically we won't be in first place in the division if we win next week, but we would be.
They showed on ESPN, I don't know how much you want to put into this, but it showed the FBI chances to make the playoffs.
FBI? Who are they investigating now?
Has the CIA looked into it?
FBI chance to make the playoffs.
We got no more Vicodin.
Is this a Vicodin investigation? Yeah.
So pregame, it was 69%. Postgame,
nice.
It was
89.
It was 80%
checking out the effectiveness of Drew Brees' hair plugs.
80% chance of making the playoffs now.
80% okay. After the win.
Yeah, because if you looked at, like, the rest of the teams are fucking garbage. Like, looking at how did we lose to the fucking Panthers and the Giants? Those teams are fucking shit. Those are two losses. We lost to two shitty teams.
Well, this win puts us in sixth in the NFC, and the teams behind us are Minnesota, Atlanta, and Chicago that are 3-3 and 3-4, and then Carolina that's 3-4.
Right,
there are four dumpster fires behind us. There's going to be a really, really bad team make the playoffs in the NFC this year. This is going to be, like, worse than
last year, years ago.
I mean, you had a 7-9 division winner.
Chicago was a bad team to me, but then Washington.
It really feels like, again, this week, this game against, like, Tennessee in a couple weeks. I mean, we've got Tampa next week, and then
Atlanta.
Tennessee's going to be at their apex, and then this is a team that could have, God forbid, Michael Thomas back. Like, that's going to be a clash of the
or another
Saints
wide receiver.
Don't say the Titans. Don't say the clash of the Titans.
Clash of the Saints and Titans.
Here's another stat for the Saints. 23 wins out of their last 28 away games. Best record in the NFL for the last 4 years.
Strong, man.
Look at us off the bye. Look at the Saints off the bye week. They're 4-0 off the bye for the last 4 years.
And especially, too, with what may be going on this year at the Superdome, where it's not what it used to be. I mean, look, we only have one home game through fucking Halloween until we get the game next weekend. And now one of you guys were saying that, yeah, tickets are pretty reasonable. I'm like, this is absurd. You're going against the defending Super Bowl champions, asshole Tom Brady. How is this game not easily sold out and tickets super high price? Like, there's... Yep. Right. I'm worried that the dome atmosphere, there are certain people here that just decided, nope, I'm out.
$60. You can get tickets to Saints and Tampa Bay on October 31st for $60 right now.
That's stupid.
I will say, Jason, so there was some, you know, $30 tickets for the Saints versus Giants game, and you were there. I mean, that game hit 127 and 129 decibels a couple of times.
It didn't seem like it.
It didn't seem like it, but it was a decent atmosphere.
Yeah,
on
but
a
it
couple
wasn't.
Of plays.
But it wasn't.
I don't trust or believe their decibels.
For the first game, especially after the storm.
That game
should have been completely sold out, rocking. Like, we haven't had a home game, especially with last year and COVID. There hasn't been a full home game for like 18 months. I'm sorry, it should have been sold out bonkers, and it wasn't.
We'll say, too, just one thing to point out with the talking about the Saints record over the last few years. In the last 3 years, we're 12-3 without Drew Brees. We've had Michael Thomas miss 7 or 8 of those games. Alvin Kamara missed two or three of those games. Pretty ridiculous. I'm going to keep giving Sean Payton some credit that I think that he's definitely your coach of the year so far with 4-2 with this team.
Oh, but he definitely won't get it.
And no, definitely 100% not going
to
win it.
It's going to go to fucking Kingsbury. That's who's going to get it.
But pretty ridiculous what we've been able to do the last 3 years. So with this year, a complete adjustment.
It is kind of absurd that we're 4-2 right now.
And we should be 5-1. Like,
should be 5-1.
If Will Lutz was not hurt this year, we'd be 5-1. Like, without a doubt, we're 5-1.
Well, hey, props to the kicker on his NFL debut. Johnson was
hell yeah, Brian Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a terrible, terrible attempt at a Brian Johnson.
It was
terrible.
She got a pass machine. She kept the motor clean.
That was slightly
horrible.
That was even worse. How was that worse?
That was worse.
Well, this is what you get on your instant reaction when I'm a 6.5. So fuck
is,
you.
Is you were? I thought you were a 5. You were a 5.5. Just
yeah, it was.
Ago. You've had drinking. You've had two sips of beer since then. What's
it doesn't matter.
On?
I can adjust my level accordingly. I mean, there's so many times I've underplayed it. It's okay if I overplayed.
I think he underplayed it at the beginning.
We'll just say Brian Johnson, decent kicker, bad mustache grower.
Yes,
definitely needs some work on the facial hair.
So I'm gonna wrap this show up.
What?
For some headlines.
Did you go to the bathroom or something? You sound very muffled.
There was definitely something going on. Something was in your mouth, Ben.
I'm just saying. I'm not going to say what or guess, but something was in your mouth for sure.
Definitely not. Right, headlines.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
James.
Saints reign in Seattle.
Son of a bitch. Damn it, James.
That's typical James.
I hate
James
you.
James always steals people's stuff.
Are you
kidding? How can I steal it if I went
first? That's what James does.
Just so everybody knows, that's R-E-I-G-N.
Yeah, that is R-E-I-G-N.
Damn it, James. You're the worst human being on earth.
Scott, have you got a headline?
Come back to me. Thinking.
Wow, infotainment.
Good prep. And Jason?
Saints thread the needle, 13-10.
Nice. Wes, have you got a headline?
Yeah, I had a great one, but some freaking Canadian stole it.
Fuck Canada!
Hey, fuck you, buddy!
I didn't steal it, I went through.
You argue I didn't steal it, but you don't argue that you're not Canadian? that's what you want to argue about, James?
That argument is gone.
You'll regret this day, friend! I'm not your friend, buddy! I'm not your buddy, guy! He's not your guy, friend! I'm not your friend, buddy! We're not your buddies, guy!
If Jan puts his headset back on, then I'll finish the headline, but
are you piloting a plane?
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You can feel free to exit your plane, exit stage left.
Ben, your microphone give us your headline, Gun. Scott's old one.
Is he busy in the jail handcuffing somebody? Or...
Gun, you got your headline.
What's up? A headline?
Yeah, headline.
Welcome, Gun. Welcome to the show, Gun.
Welcome to the show, Gun. What's your name and what's your number?
Saints win, don't cover, just like you knew they would. I mean, it's like that line grew from 3. Hey, look, the smart started at 3. They said Saints can win by 3. Everybody was like, all right. And that shit, by the time kickoff, it was 5.5. What happened? 3. Follow the money. Taking the over. Whatever. DontPatrolPodcast.com. My cat's asshole just spilled something all over my laptop and everything else. Y'all been watching me clean it up for the last 5 minutes. Oh,
we definitely haven't been watching.
Nah.
We have not been watching.
Ben, maybe.
Yeah. I gave you so much gratuitous cat asshole that at the end, it really came back to bite me because he took his asshole and he spilled corrosive shit all over my laptop, but I'm still here, and that's what's important. So, I love y'all. Should take it tomorrow over receiving yards like a motherfucker. He covered it 3 times over. Ask your mother, like a motherfucking doctor. What was?
Hey, Gun. Keep pounding.
Keep pounding. Keep pounding all you Panthers fans. I know you're bitching Sam Darnold and asking about Deshaun Watson. Y'all just keep pounding. Y'all just keep pounding.
But my cousin Walter jerked off in public once. True story. He was on a plane to New Mexico when all of a sudden the hydraulics went. The plane started spinning around, going out of control. So he decides it's all over and whips it out and starts beating it right there. So all the other passengers take a cue from him and they start whipping it out and beating like mad. So all the passengers are beating off, plummeting to their certain doom, when all of a sudden... the hydraulics kick back in and the plane rights itself. It lands safely, and everyone puts their pieces or whatever, you know, away and deboard. Nobody mentions the phenomenon to anyone else.
Well, did he come or what?
Jesus Christ, man, there's just some things you don't talk about in public.
Any final thoughts, Gun?
I got my headline.
Oh, yeah, we still got headlines.
We've just done that.
Saint, I didn't do mine.
I thought that was what we just did.
Saints,
get it all out.
Saints lead the Seahawks sleepless in Seattle.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
Okay, I'm still going with Traquan
activated but inactive.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Hey,
was he on the
top
of the IR list? Can somebody explain that to me?
No.
James is my headline winner for the week. Sorry, Wes. James.
What do you have, man?
Fuck you too, Ben.
I haven't got one.
Oh.
Come on, Ben.
So you're going to go with Jason or Scott for not being prepared?
And you were bitching at me about being prepared. I know, right?
Yeah, my show, my rules. Fuck you guys.
Ain't lying.
Has anyone got any problems? You fucking host.
It's some reckless.
You can tell I'm getting on time, man.
Notice Ben's not on camera. There. What the hell's going on in his background?
If you can see the sun where you're at, blink twice.
Right, so I can't even get the outro up. So that's all the show we have for you right now. Thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling your friends about the Dome Patrol United Network. Behave yourself.
Not doing final thoughts or anything. No, just go straight into the outro.
I thought that was the headline.
That was the headline. Well, we did the final thoughts. Gun kind of nailed everything. Literally everything. So yeah.
Did you see my cat? Did you see him for Baby Billy's asshole?
Like we all saw it.
He went like 4-1.
Do we have any more Monday night games?
He's beating every single one of you that I look at on the screen. That cat's asshole just beat you.
Please. Can we move our Monday night game to Sunday at noon, please?
Just going to say, follow us on Facebook and Twitch for live streams, but you don't want to live stream what we've just seen tonight.
Nope, if we do not.
And if you want to listen to the old-fashioned way, go to Time to Tell Podcast.
.com.
Say goodbye. Cat assholes.
Bye-bye, 12 donkey cat assholes.
Good night, Who Dat Nation and Cat's Asshole.
Get your loving, baby. Your loving's all I need. Don't make me beg now, baby.